We're continuing the Sefer Amidot. We're in Shaar Bitachon, Perek Shlishi, the third chapter, page Reish Ayin Beis. Hailota Mafsidot HaBitachon. He said there are things, there are causes that cause one to lose one's trust in Hashem. And in the previous chapter, he said one of the points we contend with is our predisposition. As youngsters, we develop a world philosophy, and as we mature, although intellectually we develop a philosophy which we subscribe to, but deep down inside we have not uprooted the philosophy we adhered to in our youth. And so that keeps getting in our way. It keeps coming back to haunt us, that attitude of survival of the fittest, that attitude of what you do gets done, what you don't do doesn't get done, it's all up to me, it's all my responsibility, it's all within my control. There are attitudes that a person really develops in his youth, and he has a very hard time, and it might not even be possible to uproot. They're always lurking in the backdrop, in the background. Technically, you ask him, is that really what you believe? Do you really think you control your destiny? No, I believe I have a certain amount of control, and the rest is in God's hand, but I have to make the best I can. But then, when the house of cards starts collapsing, his philosophical world comes in conflict with the attitudes that he had in his youth. And those are there, and it's a challenge which will overcome. So that's what he expressed in the previous chapter. So far, are we all together? Continues the Magen Midovna. Rishona. Ki zot gazera chokhmato yitbarach liyot harakat shifato uvirchato al yedei memutzaim, al yedei olam ha-malachim, umehem l'olam ha-galgalim, ki me'atzmam hem nedarei ha-yicholet. Hashem, in his wisdom, decreed that the order in which he affects the world, the order in which he gives blessing to the world, is like a system of gears. He passes it through the angels, they pass it through the cycles of the world, and that's how blessing comes down to the world. You don't see God suddenly making a wallet appear with $1 million in your house. You see cause and effect where, as you look at the world, within the system, within the cycles of the world, Hashem gives the message down to the angels who cause it to happen within the seemingly ordinary cycles of the world. Because the angels on their own, really, they have no capacity to affect the world. But what they receive is really, they receive the blessing from the one above. And when they give over the blessing to this world, they also have a system through which they do that. And those are the physical tools that are used to pass on the blessing to the individual. For example, a donkey, a mule, a Cadillac, a Mercedes in our days. Or through human beings that you get from someone else. Your insurance broker calls you up and tells you, your tax auditor calls you up and says you have an extra credit from the government. Hashem finds a way to cause things to happen, or the angels find a way within the natural cycle of the world. It could be through business. Suddenly you have a tremendous breakthrough. It could be through a gift or kindness. But we don't really know God's ways. We can't figure it out. Hashem knows what He's doing. And that's a very important point, because people sometimes try to guess. You know, this is why I made more money this month. This is why I lost more money this month. Mani Midovna says, at the end of the day, we don't really know his system. But this is a great cause. This is a great reason why we put our faith and our hope on these final gears, so to speak. If you have a whole system, you have the first wheel that's turning and shifting the next year and the next year and the next year. But you see that little gear on bottom moving. So from your perspective, that's the gear you see moving. So if a person sees his boss is the one that calls him in and says, oh, you've been doing a great job, I want to give you a raise. And he starts scratching his head and says, gee, what did I do different this month? So then he thinks, okay, maybe it was that I offered the boss coffee every morning. Okay, I'm going to offer him two coffees every morning. He starts thinking, what caused me to receive this raise? Meaning, it could be what caused him to receive the raise was that he was kind. He didn't wake up his wife in the morning. He changed the kids' diapers every morning. So in heavens, they said he's kind to his wife, will be kind to him. But he doesn't see that because there's a system. He does what's right. In heaven, they give him blessings. But the blessings come down in a manner where what you see is the bottom line. It's the boss that gave me the raise. Let me see how I can make the boss happier. So if we're talking about our confidence in Hashem, being that Hashem does not just open the heavens and say, you've been a good boy, here, have some blessing. It doesn't work that way. So then it's very hard for us to see Hashem's hand in what's going on. What we see is the system. And then you start working with the system. אחר שהכתוב יתיר זאת במאמר מלא והספטדיק הנכו והגמרה נגבי מנהג דרך הרצתי ורבי ישמעאל. Being that the verse tells us you have to deal with the mundane world. You have to have a livelihood. You have to go out there and collect your grain. Don't assume it's just going to walk into your house. Go out there and collect it. As the Talmud tells us, you have a responsibility to take time off from your learning and do those physical acts that are required to make a livelihood, to make a living. So then, the Torah told me to deal with the bottom line of this world. Yet, I'm supposed to have my confidence that the blessing comes from the world above, comes from a spiritual world.
ואנחנו עוסקים בסיבה מנעורנו עד כי גם סיבה זרקה בנו, לא תירף ידינו מחוז בסבכי הסיבות עד אשר חשכו עינינו ושכחנו שם אלוקנו רואינו זוננו.
And in truth, a person should look for the real cause. Why does he have blessing? And realize that it's all from above. But from the time we're youngsters, we're always focused on what we see. Be nice to the boss. Be a good worker. Work with, bring him a nice gift in honor of Rosh Hashanah and Hanukkah, right? So what happens is, all of a person's life, he's thinking about that final link in the chain. He doesn't look back and say, well, who's holding the top of the chain? Where does all the gears begin? And then a person spends his whole life dealing with that little bottom link to the point where his eyes are really darkened and one forgets the name of his creator who is really shepherding him, who is feeding him. Hamsabev ha-sibot, the cause of all causes, ku'ilat kol ha'ilot v'sibat kol ha-sibot, because in truth, that's what he is. He is the one that's behind everything. וכל מבטנו אל מה אשר לנגד עינינו ומתגולל בין ידינו ועוסקים בו בתמידות. But our focus is on what we see right now. And that's what we are dealing with day in and day out. יחשוב האדם כי עסק הזה הוא אשר אליו אשר הביא הברכה לרגליו. And a person starts thinking, you know why I'm successful? Well, that's because I have a good business. That's because I found great deals. ובירותו כי עשיר איש כי הרבה כבוד ביתו. And when a person sees, boy, I'm making a good living, I'm getting wealthy, I'm getting honor, תהיה תשוקתו חזקה לבחור גם כן בסיבה זאת אשר ממנה נתעשר. So what does a person say? Obviously, I should invest more in the stock market. Obviously, I'm doing good. I should go further. I've beat the market. I know how to do it. I have an excellent business running here. I should invest more in it. And a person focuses on the final cause, not the root of it all. He doesn't look back to the rock, his salvation, where it all came from. To the one who guides his world in his kindness. Just like people who are nearsighted, they can't see to a distance. All they see is what's right in front of their face. So you see these causes, this gear effect, where Hashem gives the blessing to the angels. They find a mundane way to give it to the human, so then the human looks at the mundane and says, ah, that's the source of my blessing, even though in fact that's just the emissary from above. But then those causes, those mundane causes, form a barrier, a solid iron barrier, umasach mavdil beninenu el Hashem Elokeinu. They form a barrier
they form a curtain that separates between our eyes and Hashem, our God. So the first cause is that we live in a world where it seems as though the mundane is what's affecting us. And in truth it is. That's the final link in the chain. That's the final gear which affects us. But we have to realize there's a whole system behind it. And that's the first reason why it's hard to have confidence in Hashem, because what we see in the world seems to contradict it. Everything we see is in line with the mundane. So far so good?
Yep.
Okay.
So then. Question, though?
Yeah.
And I mean, if it's going to elaborate on and give the answer, I'll wait. But my question is do we know how we can look beyond the final link in the chain, like the one that we're connected to, the mundane, and see beyond that link, even if possible, all the way up to the source, meaning God?
Yes, we will learn about it, Bezat Hashem. I can give you just one thought, which we will elaborate on in Nachmanides, Torat Hashem Tmima. And Nachmanides says that the reason that Hashem acts in midah keneged midah, that He pays a person in kind, meaning if a person did kindness with his car, Hashem will pay him back something with his car. A person was extra diligent to have kosher mezuzot, Hashem will go beyond the call of duty to have him have a nice home. A person is extra diligent with tzitzit, Hashem will give him nicer clothing. Why does Hashem work with that system of what we call midah keneged midah? Nachmanides says that is so that a person can recognize Hashem's hand in the blessings and punishments in his life. That's what Nachmanides says. So that's one answer to the question.
How do you know, how do we know that if you
I think that's the Talmud says that.
Really?
I think so. It definitely says it about the Talit. I think it also says it about the Mezuzah.